Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three extremely kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. Sitting to my left, you have Adam Knox.
In the blue corner, weighing in at 943 pounds.
943 pounds. I'm very bad at converting measurements.
It's a lot of kilos. It would be. It's a comedically silly number.
Wow, yeah. That's a big old bitch right there. Speaking of big old bitches, sitting across from us, it's Ben Vanell.
I'm in the featherweight group. Mm-hmm. I'm a little boy. Mm. But I fight like a big boy.
Okay, we need to let people know that we have our live show. We've been talking about this for a while. It's coming up this Saturday, if you're listening to this as soon as it's come out. Mm-hmm. Now, this is only happening in Melbourne. We should point that out. You can only come to this if you're in Melbourne on this Saturday, April the 22nd.
We don't have the power to be in different places at the same time.
We're working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully this time next year we've all learnt how to astral project.
Mm. We can do holograms.
That's true.
We have the budget for that.
Yeah. First comes VR. Second comes...
holograms.
Holograms.
Oh, so a listener bought us the VR in exchange for plugging his YouTube channel.
Oh, here we go.
So we need someone, another YouTuber who wants us to plug their channel to buy us hologram technology.
We need more than YouTube. We need like a filmmaker to show up.
Werner Herzog? Get on board.
Yeah, we're more than happy to plug your next film on the podcast if you can get us some of that sweet hologram buns. Mm.
The hologram represents the hollowness of life. It is nothing but a reprieve from nature.
There was a pause in the middle that made me think that you'd sort of stumbled and fucked that, like you'd started it up and didn't know where to take it.
Hey, man, you picked right.
Yeah, you get the impression right, but normal talking is just beyond you.
It's this Saturday, 4 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. Now, we've been deliberately cagey on this show about what exactly the live event was going to entail.
Yes.
Was that building a sense of mystery, or was it because we hadn't actually decided what we were going to do yet, or was it because we had put no thought into it whatsoever? Mm. Hey, you know what? We'll never tell.
Yeah.
We'll never reveal our secrets.
But listeners, play along at home and send in your guess.
So what we're going to do is we are going to – this is something that we've been talking about doing for a long time now. I don't know if we've ever mentioned on the show that we want to do this, but certainly amongst ourselves. Mm. We are going to do a live commentary track of – the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yep.
With featuring Bob Hoskins, rest in peace, and John Leguizamo.
May his career rest in peace.
And isn't like meow. save it for the commentary.
Is it not Dustin Hoffman? There's some big dude who plays Bowser too.
He's Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. Rest in peace as well.
Yeah.
God, the curse of the Super Mario Brothers movie is real.
So we're going to have two guests on at this event. Mm. They are both previous guests of the show.
Yes.
A certain redhead that you may know from a bunch of television shows.
Both stars of television.
Both stars of television. And the other one is a... What can we say about him without fully giving it away?
He'll often wear... clothing. A bit of a...
To be fair, that didn't give it away.
He has to wear a suit often in his trials.
He's experienced with commentating things.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, that's good. Mm. That's very good.
Mm.
Yep, we're getting JR from the WWE. He's coming in.
But no, these are two guys that have been on the show before. It's going to be really fun. It'll be a fun afternoon. So we're going to get up with them and kind of dick around for a little bit before we begin. So this classic chemistry that's happening right now that you know and love from the podcast, you'll get to see a bit of that. And then, we'll bring in some snacks and some lollies for everyone. And I remember my mother taking me to this movie when I was but a young boy when it was in the cinemas.
Yeah. When did it come out?
1990?
Oh, I would have been 3 years old.
Maybe, yeah, I would have been one.
1990, I would have been four. Hmm. So, again, crucial information that you'll need while watching the film.
Yep.
And it was when I got a bit older that I realised, you know, the sacrifice of being a parent, like my mum having to take me to that film and sit through, like, what a pile of shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a real, it was this, I think it was this husband and wife director team who just like, went for it, just like okay. went all out.
1993.
Oh, okay. So it would have been six.
So
I
seven.
Would have been five.
So okay. I looked
four.
Up some...
three, two,
this
one.
Is people's favourite bit about this bit is that it should be by now so easy for just us to know. One
know.
Of us says the
yeah.
number and then we all just relate.
Yeah.
But no, time is a flat circle. So, yeah, I did a little looking up on this film yesterday and mm-hmm. I found out, yeah, there's a lot of very... interesting stuff to talk about
yeah,
once
yeah.
we're in it, aside from it just being really, really bad.
Yeah.
Including, I think everyone who's in it has publicly trashed it
yeah.
at some point,
yep.
which is great for us, great fodder for us. Mm. So, yeah, I think that's going to be really fun. There's still yeah. some tickets available, but a bunch of you coming down. And then, yeah, we'll be hanging out afterwards. We'll be saying hello. We got some time afterwards mm. before our shows start.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it's going to be cool. Thank you. I think there's a few people that have mentioned that they're coming down from interstate for that weekend
yeah.
who are looking forward to seeing us. Oh, and we should say thank you to all the filth who've been to our comedy festival shows already.
Absolutely.
I've been having a great time meeting you folks. I've got one Sonic the Hedgehog reference in my show.
Great.
And I've got a Waluigi reference as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That always weeds the fucking nerdlingers out from the knuckle dragging jocks in the audience.
Nox has started dropping the Stones on this guy reference into the Chimp Cop show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which I
didn't
like.
Think you'd have the Stones to show up.
Yeah.
That's my fucking bedraggled voice trying to do that
yeah.
character.
Oh, nice.
I'm a bit of a character performance.
I love your go. Character work, Nox. Your character work is stellar.
Thank you very much.
We've had to
that
record
was me
this.
Being the character of a guy lying.
Yeah, right.
We've had to record this at 5 a.m. because Nox likes to get into character 10 hours before every performance. So otherwise, it's just like, you know, we
yeah.
have to do the episode with Nox in his Chimp Cop character from the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very difficult.
I'm the what's that fucking guy's name? Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'm already. Oh no, I'm a character. I don't remember
I'm
names.
A character here.
I'm playing Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I think it'll be fun, and we're gonna do set it up like it be a nice little fun theater experience.
Yeah.
And have a little couple fun things happen during it.
Mm. Yeah. So sorry we didn't announce this earlier. I hope everyone who's already bought tickets is cool with this, but
yeah.
it's gonna be fun.
That's I've what been... I was just thinking about as well. Like, imagine if we get emails being like, "Hey."
Hey.
Bye. I don't want to come anymore. Bye.
I will say I've been to a couple of things. I've done two and I've been to a few of comedians talking shit over the top of a film.
Mm.
And it is, having been as a punter as well, it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
It is a really fun.
I've wanted to do one since I was a little baby boy.
Oh, really?
Yep.
How old exactly?
I would have been 3 years old.
Fantastic.
What fucking creepy three-year-old is sitting around going, "I want to talk over movies."
This little boy.
There was no way of oh, man, that's fucking scary.
I'm joking. I've just wanted
really?
To do it for a while.
Yeah, see, you have the personality where I absolutely believe that was true.
yeah, so this is going to be cool. Again, two great guests from the show. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad we have them too because people are so busy this time of year, all are, you know, friends of the show and everything. So
yes.
I'm very glad that we have
people
coming along.
tinyurl.com/filthycasualslive.
That's it.
Yeah, or we'll do some tickets on the door as well if you want to come down.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be real fun. And also, yeah, let's wedge in a quick plug. Chimp Cop, 9:45 every night at the Trades Hall.
Yes.
In Melbourne.
Yeah, tickets online or at the door as well.
Adam Knox in It's Adam and Eve, not Adam Knox.
You started saying the name and I began yawning immediately. So, yeah, if that sounds appealing to you, come on down.
What time is that? It's 7:15 at the Imperial Hotel.
And what about you, Tommy?
My show, Dinner for Two, 9:30 p.m. At the European Beer Cafe.
Ooh. I would call it more like 69:30.
Nice.
Okay.
Do you understand? Because I'm an idiot and don't understand time.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
I thought I might end up wedging a reference into the show as to why it's called that. And there's just no There's just no mention.
I remember you saying it. That didn't you just say you thought it'd be funny to call it dinner for two? Is there actually a reason?
Yeah. But I thought I might address that because I don't think I wouldn't dare presume that everyone who's coming along just automatically knows that that's a slang term for a sweet 69er.
Yeah.
I think everybody does.
You really reckon everybody does?
I think you could pull anybody up off the street and say, dinner for two, what's your first thought? And they go, and do like a miming of being in a 69 immediately.
Miming in a 69. So you
if you ask someone a question quick enough, they always respond with just like a gesture or a mime.
Do a mime for me right now of a 69.
Well, it's not going to, but yeah.
Yeah, but no, this is what I'm saying. And then you can do it again at the live show on Saturday night so people listening can actually see it.
You know what it'll look like.
Yeah, go, show me. What that mouth do?
You know what I was about to do as well? For some reason, immediately I was like, well, I'll have a dick in my mouth.
That's what I was waiting for you to do. I was like, you're going to mind stuck in a dick, but you're a boy. And you like girls.
And that's not allowed.
I'm a straight boy. Yeah. Okay, well, do you want a realistic? No, this is boring.
I'm sorry. I've backed you into an improvisational corner, and I'm very sorry for that.
He needs the 10 hours to prepare for this kind of character work.
I need to take the blue pill 4 hours before at least.
Okay, so that's all the plugging out of the way. Again, thank you to everyone who's come. Looking forward to seeing all the rest of you over this weekend. We've actually kind of broken our schedule of when we've been recording these. We've had a bit of a gap. We've had a bit of a time to play stuff.
Yep.
We've had time to absorb some news. There was a Nintendo Direct the other morning where they talked mostly about ARMS and about Splatoon 2.
Yes.
Those are both now have release dates, outside of the very murky holiday 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what Splatoon is like.
July 21st.
Right. And Splatoon. ARMS is June 28, I think.
Maybe. I'll look that up and double check that. But that's
so that's cool.
Right.
They're like a month apart. I think that's good
ARMS,
timing.
ARMS is a very silly name the more I hear it.
I was just thinking this last night how it's so interesting for me personally. I think I always think when I hear something the first time I go, that's stupid. And then all of a sudden you just see it enough and it's like, let's just call that.
Yeah.
It's like the band name U2. Terrible name.
That's a good point, yeah.
You just get used to it. You just go, oh, it's U2. Yeah. Like the name sort of starts to...
Or like Steve Buscemi. That's a dumb name, Buscemi.
It is dumb that he chose to call himself that.
Yeah. Well, like Steve's so forgettable and then like, sorry, Steve, if you're listening, you're a hero.
I love Steve Buscemi. Or Buscemi.
June 16th is ARMS.
Great. Oh, wow. Great.
And then I think July 21st, Splatoon 2. Yeah,
so cool. Splatoon 2, they basically, all they did was show off a new mode, like a kind of a, what would you call it? It's set in you're on a little island and you're working together.
Yeah.
And it's, what is it called? Like a horde thing. So there's just all these little salmon coming out of the ocean and you've got to like all take them on.
Salmon Run. Was that what it's
salmon
called?
Run, salmon Run, yeah. But it's like one of those kind of wave...
Yeah,
waves and waves of enemies, which I imagine you just keep going until you're all wiped out.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get the highest score. So that looks cool. It's kind of a weird thing to just announce that and nothing else. But they also revealed some amiibo. So that's the main thing I'm interested in with that game is what's new, what's different to Splatoon 1.
Yeah.
ARMS, they showed off a little bit more of it. They showed off a new character who is based on... who's based on ramen.
Yeah.
Her arms are noodles and her stage is a big ramen bowl.
Yeah.
So Nintendo have been getting my letters. It's good to see that. This game is me all over. I'm excited for this game.
Oh, it looks great. I really enjoyed playing it. I think maybe more than you guys did at the
hands-on
thing. Right.
I didn't particularly like it.
Right.
I had a look really down and my stiffy was way bigger than yours. So how dare you try and claim that you were liking it more than me?
Yeah. I'm just not into fighting, man. Can't we all just like calm down, you know? I want a game called Mouths and we talk out our problems.
Wow.
That's great. And this the Joy-Con. You have to suck off the Joy-Con.
Well, no, it's not about you can't do sex, but like you have to sit around a table and bloody hash it out.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
You use your mouth to talk.
Oh,
ideas.
Right.
Let's call it ideas so you don't get
fuck.
And you sit around.
The sales of a game called Ideas would be astronomically low.
And it's motion it's emotion control.
Oh, okay, now I'm back in.
Do you find that brain training game to be a little too exciting? Well, have we got the experience for you?
Have you ideas. Finished your taxes already?
Pondemonium.
That's an okay name.
Yeah.
That's an okay name.
Thought it was pretty good.
Great prize.
Pondemonium's fine. What about
you can't say it's fine and have nothing to come up with afterwards.
I'm just going to go think for long enough that you have to edit it out.
Oh, my God. Let's just keep going.
Yeah.
I loved playing that game. I love the art style. It's just the exact sort of aesthetic that I'm really into.
Mm.
I will say I think it's got a lot of potential. I'm curious to see how much depth there is to it.
Yeah.
I hope there's a significant single-player mode in it.
Mm,
and I hope that the motion control was good when we played it, but it's not like we played it for a really long amount of time or anything.
Yeah.
I hope the motion control is good, and I hope there's enough to it that it's not just the gimmick of the motion control.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can play it with just a controller, and I hope that the experience is robust enough that even if you're not just beyond the novelty of it just being like Wii Sports
Wii boxing,
that it's got enough to it. But I'm sure that's a factor for them in making it, but they haven't, to me, they haven't shown enough of it yet to kind of, you know, to really convince me on that.
Well, I used to play the Fight Night games, and I used to play them on Wii, and so you'd have your nunchuck and your Wiimote, and, you know, it was like Wii boxing, but there was depth to it. There was, you know, you could use the actual buttons to control the kind of punch and the kind of dodging and stuff like that, and that had a pretty, like a really good single player.
Right.
Campaign mode where, you're a rookie boxer and you kind of worked your way up.
Right. Like, I'm assuming with this, they've only shown off like 5 characters or something. I'm assuming there's like 20 in this thing or
there's
something.
It's got to be like a Street Fighter where you unlock a bunch more.
Yeah. So that looks cool. They then announced some new Joy-Con colors like neon yellow.
Yeah.
Who cares? I'm not into the neon. They seem to be, they're obsessed with neon
they're
all of a sudden.
Very bad looking colors.
Yeah.
I think the neon ones are the most popular though. I feel like they were the ones that were selling out when it launched.
I mean, people just like to have a color. Like, I get why gray wouldn't be the most.
I just wish
they did like all the printed ones with, you know, like a little Mario or whatever.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, they're
like camo, like a military camo.
Fuck yeah, man.
it's very annoying because, of course, this is going to happen at some point. So I wish they would just cut to the chase and do it. Do like a SNES themed joint.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
as if it's not going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it.
Well, it might not. Who knows what the fuck's going on?
Well, yeah. This is their other big thing they announced in the direct: new docks.
Oh yeah.
They're shipping out new docks that you can just buy for the Switch.
Yeah.
Why does this need its own section?
What are they? Are
for
they
the
different?
No.
No. You can just buy a dock
more
separately.
Standalone docks.
And oh, okay.
I just want to say, I'm overjoyed. I want to get like 7 docks. I just want to have them at various points in my house. Or one in the shower. Not extra screens, just docks.
You want
just
it to
docks.
Be so that you can drop your Switch at any point in your house and it will just land
it's
in a dock.
Yeah, if I slip on a banana peel, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like toast landing on the buttock side, the Switch always lands in a dock.
Yeah.
Just have your floor be essentially Switch Velcro where it's going to be able to land anywhere and be fine. You'll never be able to find it again because it'll be in one of the, it'll look like the Terracotta Warriors.
If you've got a holiday house or you've got, you know, your TV.
Oh, you're taking back to reality now,
sure,
Tommy.
Great. But yeah, no need to make a big fucking song and dance about it in your direct.
Yeah.
The other thing I was watching a bit of footage of that they showed a bit more of was the Pikmin game for 3DS.
All right.
Oh, that's
which
right.
kind
yeah.
of takes the whole the mechanics of Pikmin but in a 2D side scroller.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. I kind of don't get what they're doing with trying to like hang on for dear life with the 3DS still.
Yeah,
always happens. There's always like one late, you know, Wii.
I mean, if they've been in development, they've got to push them out. They've got to get,
but this
they
game
sell
looks,
them.
This, my thing is this game looks really cool and I have a 3DS, but I've moved on. You know what I mean? I just want to, like, I was playing in the Switch last night and I'm like, I wish this was, I wish I could play that game on an upscaled, like a better screen, like better resolution and everything. But yeah, that looks cool. I think that's a cool little formula to take an existing thing and kind of, I think they, stuff works out well for them when they do that, when they take a franchise and they kind of fuck with what it's meant to be a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Whether anyone will give a fuck by the time it comes out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't have a Switch still, so maybe I'll go in.
I guess, I guess there's people who are just like, have loved the 3DS for years and they're just like, no, I'm going to support it. I want stuff for this. So yeah.
It is a good console. But again, now, like I saw on the box art for it, it's like Pokemon. It's only in 2D.
Oh, right.
Seems weird to just give up on whatever. So the other thing they've announced is that they are their money-making machine, known as the NES Classic Mini. Nah, we're sick of people buying them. Buy everyone.
That I don't understand. Why do you stop making this? It must be
easy
and cheap to make.
It's crazy.
You know who they remind me of a little bit? You know, like those multi-billionaire, like a sort of like a Howard Hughes type of person.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who he's having this great party and everyone's there and everyone loves him. He goes, oh, fuck this. Yeah. I hate this party. You're all phonies and posers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Nintendo going like, fuck off.
Yeah, I guess.
Kicking everyone out of their party, knocking over a lamp.
Yeah, and then filling a bunch of milk bottles with their own piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess maybe the thinking is they're just about to announce virtual console stuff, so they just don't want to make it easy for people to get those games in another place. I'm not saying that's smart or the right thing to do. I'm just trying to get inside there.
I mean, it could be a tactic that it was always an advertising thing, and maybe they were selling them at a loss or something, and maybe it was always about getting the Nintendo name out. Because the Switch, I was reading today, is their fastest selling console they've ever had.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it did do a good job of people going Nintendo again.
Totally, Nintendo, Pokemon Go, Super Mario Run.
It brought their brand back, and maybe that's all they wanted.
Yeah.
Well, you get to July, and so, I mean, we're a week and a half away from Mario Kart 8 Deluxe being out, which I think is going to be a huge, that's going to be huge for them. I think most people who I know, pretty much everyone I know who owns a Switch didn't own a Wii U, so that's going to be a lot of people coming to that game for the first time. Mm. The local multiplayer on it will be really cool. Then that tides people over for a bit, and then you've got, within 2 months, you've got Splatoon. So by the time, Splatoon and ARMS, so by the time you get to the middle of the year, there's all of a sudden a pretty, decent library of their top tier stuff
on there.
You got four games, baby.
Yeah.
Don't forget the indies.
Three of which weren't available on the Wii U.
Yes.
Well, one of which is like Splatoon 1.5. So two and a half of which weren't available on the Wii U.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot more for them to say about Splatoon 2.
I'm very interested to see how many, if any, games, how many, if any, games they announce at E3 or around then.
Because
that will be the – like, I'm liable to get a Switch – liable, like I'm going to get a disease. But I'm close to getting a Switch for Splatoon.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
And
I have a feeling that, we could speculate till the cows come home about what these idiots are going to do
on this podcast.
Yep. No, we're still waiting for them cows to come home, so we'll continue going. Part of me thinks they're just going to go all out on Mario.
Those cows
Odyssey.
Said they were going out to get a pack of cigarettes, and we haven't seen hide and a hair of them since.
Part of me thinks it'll just be all Mario Odyssey, because they haven't, aside from that reveal thing, they've been sort of showing off everything else, so they'll get to that, and then that is their unless they've got a Metroid
they'll have
up
a
their
bit
sleeve.
Of that Xenoblade 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have a couple of those other smaller games that they sort of talked about in that initial press stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right. There was that other like 2D RPG,
and there was a couple of there was a Shin Megami Tensei thing,
yeah,
which
that's
is
right.
a Persona overall series. So there were some other things that maybe they'll just mention them. I have a feeling that if there is anything new announced, it'll be like one thing, and it probably won't be the thing you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it won't be the big ones are obviously like a big fucking Pokemon. It's the new Pokemon, baby. Yeah. Come out and get it. Charizard's back, and boy, is he angry!
I don't know. It's so hard to predict. Like, they're so due for a Metroid or a F-Zero or
Metroid
something.
Metroid won't happen. Retro Studios are working on something apparently.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Donkey Kong Metroid people,
like the last thing they did was Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, and they've been MIA since then.
Yeah.
So they must have something in the pipe.
Yeah.
By the way, let me quickly go back to something I was talking about before about meeting people who listen to the show.
Mm. Yeah.
In the last maybe 2 weeks, I reckon I've met about 5 or 6 people who've told me that they listened to this show and then told me that they bought a Switch because of this show.
Oh, wow.
And we've gotten a few messages like this as well.
Yeah.
Fucking give me one, Nintendo.
This show was, like, apart from me, this show was not a positive wrap-up of the Switch. Like, you have actively gone, it's not worth getting one yet.
Yeah.
You got one, Ben, but you're like, I don't know if this was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I can see dust on the top of it.
I literally haven't played it for 2.5 weeks.
It's well established on this show that my opinion may as well not count because I'm so deeply Stockholm syndromed at this point.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that it would be incredible to me if even one person had taken us up.
Had made the huge error.
But so many, I keep meeting people who tell me that they've bought it just because of this.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Hey.
Some real risk takers out there.
I reckon that's,
I like it.
That's justifying a decision. You know what I mean? I think they would have bought it anyway, and they're like, no, but it was you, because then they can blame it on you.
Or maybe it's like, I'm going to Tommy and Ben and Adam's comedy festival shows and I might meet them afterwards and I want them to think I'm cool because I bought a Switch because they said so.
I think that is the least likely scenario.
They're just real risk takers. They're like, I love that. I want something to play while I'm skydiving. I go skydiving once a week. I can take this with me.
Oh, we got to have a rooftop party after the live episode.
Oh, yes.
Switch is out.
That's a good idea.
Yes, we actually can.
Yeah,
there's a rooftop at the... European
Beer Cafe. Let's do it. Let's like recreate the tableau and get a photo of it.
Sure.
I actually went up there last night. I was sitting on the balcony by myself because it was quiet. There was no one around.
Oh, God, where's this story going?
I was looking down and I was like, maybe this is the night I do it. There was no one around. I had like, you know, 40 minutes to kill before my show. So I just sat there and played some Zelda. And then some people came out to use the balcony for its intended purpose, socializing. Yes. And I was, even though I had headphones on, you know, just other people being around, I was this close, and the entitlement of having like done a show in the venue every night for the last few weeks, I was this close to just turning around and telling them to get fucked because I wanted to play Zelda on my own.
That's an absurd,
isn't it?
Piece of behavior,
isn't it?
Wow.
I didn't do it, but I was just like, man, this
even
is
the fact that your eye would have twitched a little bit.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm trying to find a shrine, so can you kindly fuck off?
This one's actually one of the motion control ones, which take a bit of focus. So can you please, the trick with those, turn the platform upside down and it's flat on the bottom.
Yeah.
Can't do that in handheld mode though.
Hey.
You can't see the goddamn screen.
You can't do it on the Wii U without fucking going and picking up the goddamn stupid big controller.
Yeah.
That's way less comfortable to hold than the Pro one. I like the Wii U Pro. Anyway, whatever.
Cool. Who cares? So so I guess that's all from the Direct.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was cool though. It just got announced like 2 days before, and I mean, that was the main cool thing to have that dated. You know what I did find weird? Mm. They announced Splatoon Amiibo.
Yeah.
Obviously, I really thought they were going to announce Arms Amiibo.
Yeah.
I wonder why they're. I wonder if they're going to do.
I guess maybe they're waiting to see if it actually gets some take up if people buy the game
they did
first.
That with they brought Splatoon Amiibo out.
Yeah.
They were like pack-ins. Yeah, right.
I'm surprised that there's not, because I'd be. Bang into that.
They look great. They're great character designs.
Yeah. Ramen girl. Mm. So, Nox, you and I, we talked a bit about how this was about to come out on our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have both gone in on ukulele in the last week. Ben, did you end up getting it or not?
I did not, no.
Right.
No.
So, by the way, I guess you'll talk a bit more about this later, but Persona 5.
Yes.
I went to 5 different stores during the week trying to find a copy. Nowhere has it. I think every
store... They were all shoe shops, but you went to 5 of them.
I think every store just figured that no one was... Going to be interested?
I think they saw they had low quantities.
Yeah, right. So I went to all these stores. I couldn't find it. So, I mean, as far as my experience goes, I'm kind of persona non grata.
Oh, fuck.
I think you said that last week.
I know.
It's a callback.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's the worst callback of all time.
I'm going to make a callback to the police.
Excuse to say it next week.
Hello, cops. I'm about to kill someone.
You and I played it.
I
went and picked it up. I actually sort of had forgotten it was coming out. But while I was looking for Persona 5, I was like, oh, I may as well get this. I went in after reading the early reviews with pretty low expectations, and even then I was disappointed.
Right.
You and I had a talk about it the other night.
So I went in thinking, these reviews are saying stuff that I'm not going to agree with. Because all the reviews were like a lot of the nostalgia doesn't hold up, blah, blah, blah. And I actually do agree that that isn't the problem with the game. I think the game itself is not well made.
Right.
I think it's a not good version of those sorts of games. But if you compare it directly to Banjo-Kazooie, which is what they're literally doing, it doesn't hold up. The level design is so much worse. The controls feel so much worse than that.
Yeah.
It looks quite bad.
Yeah.
It feels so forced. Every part of it feels so just like jammed in.
The level design doesn't feel... It doesn't feel organic. It just feels like all these air, like you turn a corner and you're immediately disoriented. You can't tell.
Right.
There's no natural pathways. That was what was good about all those old games.
Yeah.
You would go in and there'd be, you know, like the first puzzle piece in each world would just be sitting at the top of a hill.
Yeah.
So the way that you'd get it would just be you just walk up to it and then you'd find it. And so it would kind of lead you on this quest, which would sort of take you through.
And you'd have these
give you a bit of an idea of the layout of it.
Yeah.
This just feels like every area has just randomly been kind of like, you know, it's like they sort of drew all these little areas on a on separate cards of paper and then just shuffled them up and put
just
them wherever.
Honeycomb edges, put them in.
It and feels so unintuitive and just...
Well, and then even then, like, all of just the terrain and the bit things that you're jumping on or whatever feels just clunky and not solid and you don't feel like you're... jumping on platform, it's like all this weird.
You don't feel
like
you occupy a real space. No, the controls feel really slippery. Like, I know that in the one thing I've noticed when you go back and you play a 3D platformer from that era, they feel quite slow now by comparison. It feels like it takes a bit of time for them to clear the terrain. Mm. But this, it's almost like their one concession where they've learned, you know, this has been the big criticism of this game, that is that it doesn't take on board any like good kind of additions to gaming in the 20 or whatever years since.
Well, it subtracts.
But the one thing
they've
done is just make it move really fast, which just makes it harder to... I just don't think it... It doesn't feel fluid.
There's
just feels
bits of it that feel awful. The point where I stopped playing it was there's this boss in the first world that I'd gotten a bunch of, like, almost all of the other little pages, and it's also fucking all that pages stuff, and like all the quills, and like all this just the ghosts that are instead of the Jinjos and whatever. And I know the Banjo-Kazooie stuff was still like, why does it have to be a jigsaw piece? No reason.
Yeah.
But it feels less natural than that, even. Right. And there's
the
so much self-referential humor, and I really don't like that
the
element.
The two
of
characters themselves are not as they just feel like a first draft. Like
It's like a shitty iPhone game knockoff of Mario.
Totally, it's the lep of...
Totally, like, you know, Banjo...
Listeners, look up lep on your phone.
Yeah.
We've
talked about lep, haven't we?
No, we haven't. Only off air.
Oh, okay.
It's a city in Syria, anyway.
Lep is a shit knockoff of Mario. Before Nintendo got around to making their own Mario game, any idiot could just chuck up a Mario clone and put Mario in the metadata.
Yep.
And there's four of them or something called Lep's World.
Yep.
And it's the most...
It's a leprechaun.
Yeah.
It's a leprechaun.
It's the most passionless, dull fucking ripoff.
Like your computer learned enough about Mario from the internet and tried to make one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
when
totally.
Computers try to approximate things, and that's what Ukulele feels like a little bit. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
I was just saying, like, Banjo, you know, he's just the design of him as a bear isn't the most, you know, radical game-changing character design, but you know, he's got little yellow shorts and he's got a little backpack, like he's got a little necklace, like he's got... This is just a butt-ass naked lizard. It's got it's nothing interesting about him, you know what I mean? It's got to have some kind of flair,
it's literally cold-blooded.
I haven't thought about the fact that they're naked, but I do now that you mention it, that when you first, the first thing that happens in the game is it kind of pans down and they're lying on a rug.
Yeah.
And Laylee, who is the bat sitting there, and my first thought was like, where are pussy? Because she's just lying there, legs spread open. You're like, well, I should be seeing a butthole and this looks weird. Put some pants on it because you're making me, you know what I mean?
Ben, put this in the dossier.
It's like Donald Duck. It's like with Donald Duck. You should, but duck's penises, I think, tuck away. But anyway, the point is that
this is a hell of a review.
It is just so, passionless, I think, is a good word.
And like, you know, there was a reason for everything. You know, Kazooie lives in Banjo's backpack. So when he jumps, you know, she comes out and kind of helps him flap. This bat just sits on your head. Like there's no...
And like sort of runs on you like a cannonball when you're like a log
Which that's
rolling.
Cool. That's a cool new thing. But if everything else, I don't know, it just... It's such a bummer.
I never finished the thought of the boss thing. The boss thing, he throws logs down at you, right? And you have to roll up a slope and sort of jump over them. And the controls are just so shit that it feels awful. It's so much harder than it should be.
Mm.
It's really interesting. Like, I played it for a bit the day I got it, and then for the sake of the show, I felt like I should go back and play a bit more. I've done a bunch of things where I've bought games for this show and found it hard to go back to them. But this is the one that has felt the most like a real chore.
It's because it's quite a bad game.
Yeah, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And it's such an interesting case where this, I think this really speaks to, and you see this a lot, where people actually don't know what they want.
I don't agree that it's because the nostalgia's faded or anything. I think that this wouldn't have done well if it came out on the 64. At that time. If this came out in 1998, same game, worse graphics or whatever, it still would have been panned because it's the level design is bad, the characters are unappealing, all the chatter takes so long to get through.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't have any ideas. It feels so just plotting and then
and the whole
like
it's interesting
chore,
like the whole appeal of thinking that you want that exact same team to make that game again, whereas I think what you actually want is a different team of people, because this is the thing, you know, the people making this game now, they're, you know, they're 20 years older.
And
like
it feels like they're being,
you know,
forced
what I mean?
To make it. You can sense that in it.
And they've kind of lost touch with, you know, if a group of 30-year-olds made a game like this that was influenced by them playing it when they were 12 years old, not the people making it, trying to remake it, I think it would be a lot more successful. But, it, I mean, man, this is such a – this is just one of the most – disappointing things in a long time in terms of video games for me. Like, I was looking forward to this from when it was announced. You know, the one thing I think is really good in it, character-wise, is Trouser. I think the snake is well-designed.
But then he's fucking annoying to talk to. Like, I think it's kind of a funny joke.
Yeah.
But then, like, it's just the text is so huge and it's just exactly the 64 thing of two lines. And they go, bap, 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 and go through. But it's so it takes so fucking long to get through everything. And they're all saying all this boring shit, too. It's all these bad jokes and a lot of like, well, I'm in a video game. Hey, in level two, that guy has a
thing.
And I hate that shit.
But my point was just design-wise. I think the snake he's the closest that it comes to getting to that sort of that original level of Banjo. But everything else
about like
it,
the little duck in the jar and whatever, like nothing of it is particularly offensive. But then there's all this stuff of like, here's a cloud person and
I
haven't thought about that. And all these little just general monsters. And none of it, like, it's strange to say that Banjo-Kazooie had any sort of aesthetic to it, because it didn't. It was every world was super different and all the little things were different from each other, but everything felt like it was designed around its purpose. Like the puzzle pieces were puzzle pieces because you put them in these puzzles and it opens a thing and it's like you need a bunch of them to finish this thing. And I guess the music notes don't really make sense. They sort of are arbitrary, but it didn't feel as just like this jumble of random fucking like Mad Lib shit that got thrown into this world.
Yeah, but the musical notes is because you'd called Banjo-Kazooie, which are musical
I guess
instruments.
So,
Whereas whereas in this, it's like...
And that's the other thing, is that it's the same guy doing the music and some of it's okay.
Yeah.
Some of it sucks.
Yeah.
Some of it, like the theme in the main hub of like the... just a bunch of stupid fucking trumpets.
Yeah.
It's it just feels joyless to play, and it feels...
And it's interesting, I played that for a bit, and then last night I played a little more. I'm just kind of, every now and then when I'm a rare moment where I'm not in the mood for Zelda, I'll go and play a little more of Shovel Knight. And that's, you know, going and playing that, where it's like that nails everything about, you know, reminding you of what you liked about those games and hitting on those touchstones while still being...
And the controls are tight and it's got a modern idea of it. Shovel Knight's in Ukulele.
Yeah, I know. As a little non-playable character.
He just shows up and tells you to climb a hill and then it's a fucking boring climb.
It's kind of weird.
With this really dumb mechanic where you have to shoot these buttons to stop platforms at the right time, but there's no way of being able to judge the timing on it. So it's just random fucking bullshit.
Such a bummer. And the rap being in there and they've got minecart stuff as well.
It totally feels like someone just like promised to do this thing, then actually had to go through with it and went, ah, fuck, I don't want to. I don't want to do this.
You have to wonder, would it perhaps have been better because they...
Just a bullshit reunion episode, you know?
Yeah, like, they not only hit their target, but they went so far above it. And you have to wonder if they had just hit the target and been a bit more limited and not been able to throw everything into the mix, would it have maybe been a bit better?
Also, the mechanic of expanding the worlds after you get a certain number of the pages, I think is so stupid.
Yeah.
It like, so you go into the level and it's only sort of half the level. But instead of it being like walls or whatever, it just goes into nothingness and there's bits of it that don't exist yet. You have to go and get some of the collectible things, then go back out and then go back in and the level will have expanded.
Right.
But it is just a stupid way of gating your program and there's no reason for it. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to just go anywhere in it because it's all these completely segmented individual bits.
Yeah.
I really don't understand that, and it's quite frustrating because I hate that thing of thinking, oh, I'll forget to go back there.
Yeah, but again, it's just their way of the small handful of things where they've gone, hey, this is us bringing these concepts into 2017.
Yeah.
Are just wrong and misguided. Look, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm going to bring my copy to the live show on Saturday. So if you want it, make me an offer and I'll sell it to you. Knox, bring your Xbox copy. Let's try and recoup some of these costs.
I bought it digitally.
Oh, you idiot. Oh,
no. I'll bring the concept of my copy.
Sell your whole Xbox with it on it.
Yeah, all right. I'll just throw it out at someone, club someone to death with it.
Ben, Persona 5.
I fucking love this game.
Right.
I've been playing it nonstop. Any free moment that I've had, I've been playing it. I've like almost 30 hours, I think, at this point.
Right.
It gets better as it goes along. It expands. The things you can do just increase as time goes on. The introduction of all these very complex mechanics and in interacting things, like,
yeah,
like you have to increase your, like, so you have, like, stats. Like, you have knowledge, charm, proficiency.
Thank you, but what about in the game? What are the ones in the game? I know that I have knowledge, charm, and proficiency and a big dick, but what about the things in the game?
Knox just did a comedy.
I am a hilarious... Sorry.
So there's... Yeah, so you have your basic stats, and it takes a long time for them to increase.
Yeah.
And you increase them by, like, if you want to increase your guts... Knox just pushed over a cushion on my couch and it's totally thrown me.
Sorry.
If you want to increase your guts, which helps in combat, and also
I've definitely done that as well. I've increased my guts quite a lot.
What you do is you go to Big Bang Burger and you do the burger challenge. And, like, if you fail it most of the time.
But if you can eat the whole burger, you get it for free. Is it that sort of thing?
No.
Oh.
I will say I'm very confused as to what part of this conversation is real and what part is comedy.
It's all real.
Okay, right.
So yeah, like the way that you increase your stats, which I guess affect your combat staff and your persona use, which is kind of like your persona is like having a Pokemon, basically.
Yeah,
that's basically all it is. You have Pokemon. You have, like, you can have up to 8. They're different. You know, you can combine them to form new ones. So it's basically like having Pokemon. But, like, yeah, the way you, like, level up is like, you'll read a book about a happy dog and you'll increase your kindness stat.
Right.
But it takes like 2 train trips to do that because
Idiot can't read a book about a happy dog in one train trip.
But that's like...
That sounds like a 3-minute book.
Well, when people talk all this like a time management game, I'm realizing what that means. So, like, you don't always get to sit down on the train because they're packed.
Yeah.
So when you do, you pick what book you want to read. You read half of it. The next time you get to sit down, you got to pick a book again. Maybe you'll read the first half of a different one.
Yeah.
Or if you finish this one, your stats go up. So it's that. It's like having the burger challenge when you have time to go to the burger joint. You increase your guts, even if you fail. But, hey, if you build your guts up enough and you win it, then you get, you know, a bunch of stuff.
And so in combat, guts gives you...
Yeah, it's your overall, you know, stats.
Right, okay.
So it'll increase your health points. It'll increase, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's all this, like, very complex, interconnected, like, yeah, time management stuff. And also you have your teammates and you want to spend more time with them so you can increase their, you know, stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you got to choose who to spend time with. And... Yeah, so that's all this stuff that kind of gets more important as you get further in because you have more time to spend.
But it's fun and engaging. This sounds like a lot of effort to me.
It's very fun and very engaging. Everything about the world and, like, the game looks great and the gameplay is very fluid. Everything works. Most of it you won't understand at first, but it doesn't really seem to matter. And
sure.
And that's, it's still fun.
Yeah.
Anything is, it, you know, a lot of games get by just on the presentation. Like, all any game is just, you know, is really just pushing buttons and doing stuff. Like we're saying, you know, ukulele just, you know, should be fun.
Feels
bad to push those buttons. Like, whereas Pokemon, all you're doing is selecting stuff from menus.
Totally.
And it's super fun.
Yeah. So it's like Pokemon. And, like, the Japanese Buffy stuff is, like, it's pretty impenetrable. Like, some of the, like, the story is like you don't have, I haven't been explained to me yet what half of the shit means in terms of the character.
So what does that mean?
So, like, you wake up one day and you got some persona and it's like a Pokemon, but it's your spirit. And then there's a spirit world called the Metaverse and you go in there and sometimes there's a personification of someone's evil desires and that can be a palace and you go in the palace and there's lots of monsters.
Does this stuff, it hasn't been explained because it's going to be revealed later, or it's so deeply entrenched in, like, Japanese mythology that they assume some knowledge, or that it's just, like, sort of weird and different for the sake of weird and different?
You're expected to just kind of hop in and maybe not really know what's going on, just kind of ride with it.
Some of it, there is a character who appears in your dreams where you go, like, what's going on? And they're like, all in good time, my friend. All in good time.
That's great.
So there I is, quite like yeah, that. There is specifically, and also the fact that, like I said last week, there's a framing device where you're telling your story to an interrogator.
Yeah.
You might be withholding stuff. And so, yeah, I think it's deliberately vague at this point.
Sure.
But it's so weird and like, the monster design and all the character design is really cool. It's great. Like a Final Fantasy or a Pokemon where it's like all these fucking crazy characters and
yeah.
It's just really, really good. It's like it reminds me of Final Fantasy VIII because it's based in a school
yeah.
and then there's like a weird world you go to and fight monsters.
Sick. Well, I bought a copy of it and I have a PS4 now. I haven't had a chance to try it, but yeah, I went and bought a PS4 too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, man. I got to jump in with the zeitgeist.
It's definitely, I'm very much, it seems like a perfect thing to have up the sleeve for Comedy Festival being over.
Yeah.
All of a sudden having a wealth of free time. Also, I'll say this. Last week I did, in an off-the-cuff moment, I requested that people send me recommendations for anime. And I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I do kind of regret putting it out there because the inbox is absolutely clogged up.
Oh, really?
Who would have thought that the middle of the Venn diagram of people who listen to podcasts and also like anime is very, very big. So thank you for your recommendations, but I kind of very naively thought I'll put this out and then I'll just get one perfect message that tells me the one that I should look. Hello. Look at. It's all through the week. It's just been a fucking cavalcade of look up bloody fucking tentacle blowjob 8. That's my favorite one. Fucking hell. But yeah thank you to people who
you can't give a blowjob with a tentacle.
A blowjob to the tentacle.
Well, but a tentacle can't come, so it's still not a blowjob. You're just sucking a tentacle.
Get a load of this little otaku fuck boy.
Well, could you give a blowjob to a twig?
Yes.
Then we are at an impasse.
Look, anyway, I could have given you the recommendations, Tommy. Samurai Champloo, Cowboy Bebop, watch Akira again if you've already seen it.
Oh, yeah, I love Akira.
And that's about it.
Evangelion, maybe?
Neon Genesis Evangelion is...
Death Note.
Oh, Death Note's great. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen all of Death Note. That's also very good.
They're making a movie of that.
Yeah. I've seen the trailer or the thing on Netflix. It's going to be on Netflix, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should chase some of that sweet Madman sponsorship.
Oh, yeah.
Given how many of our fans we now know listen to anime.
Yeah.
They listen used to anime? Watch anime.
They used to send me stuff to review when I had a website. They're good people over at Madman.
Back in the salad days of when I had a website.
Yeah.
That was the most depressing sentence I've ever heard.
Anime backwards nearly spells anima.
Madman, if you're listening.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I set up, I wanted to be called Eminem on the PlayStation Network, but that was already taken, probably by Marshall Mathers. So I'd spent ages thinking of a pun and like wrote it down and then forgot about it and logged back into the PS4 and saw it was like, fuck. I shouldn't have done this. It's C, Eminemony. And that's too hard to say. It's too hard to spell.
Now this is gaming.
You don't really get it.
Have you joined our community on there yet?
No, I haven't really done anything. All I've really done with it is like install stuff.
Spent four hours making this fucking username.
I genuinely sat there for like 16, 17 minutes thinking like, all right, Eminem, America. It doesn't really work. It seems like something that would be an easier word to make a sort of...
When I bought mine... like a year and a half ago, I got it home from the shop, very excited to. Ooh. I was going out somewhere that night. I was like, got a couple of hours here, I'll get in some good time. Oh no, everything's updates. 10 gig. Yep. And I just had to leave it downloading all night while I was out.
Fuck.
And then come home pissed and start playing The Witness and go, no, not like this. This is a shame. Yeah. This is a real shame.
I bought a bunch of VR games. They're all on special. I'm going to give them a go in the next couple of weeks and report back about that because I was really impressed by VR and I want to spend some real solid time with it.
Yeah. I've been playing it a bit with my housemate and my big dumb jock of a girlfriend.
Yes.
And it's really fun to watch other people play.
Yeah.
Like it's really good. My housemate put it on. He was doing the drive club one.
Yep.
Racing car one.
Yep.
He puts it on and he goes, hand me my beer. And I pass him his beer and he takes a sip and goes, yeah, this is wild. So look, I don't know that Sony has a lot to do with that. I think the fine people at Sapporo are the kind of the ones that really got him over the line in terms of him being a fan of it. But yeah, man, it's great. Like I'm almost tempted to... Like if you haven't heard that episode, we have the show now has a VR
that we've got joint custody.
We have to very awkwardly share around, and it's not It's not a piece of equipment that has been made to... It ain't the Switch, baby. No, it's got about eight boxes that have to attach to it. Which, by the way, when I set it up, I did notice it's everything is labeled very clearly.
Yes.
It's very easy to set up.
It's like putting together an IKEA table or something.
That bit was really great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm almost tempted to just get... I like it so much that I'm like, it's kind of convinced me. Like, it would be better to just have my own instead of having to have joint custody. Because this is the thing. You got it, Ben. So you had it for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then you all of a sudden got very... You know, you were back at work.
Yeah.
You're doing your show. I was like, this motherfucker doesn't have time to play it.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have it? So now I've had it for 2 weeks. Then the festival's about to end. Mm. And now it's you know, my time's up. And so, you know, then it'll be Noxy's turn.
I'm taking it away. I'm taking it into the country.
Oh, and as Nox warned us.
If it starts calling you dad, I'm going to be fucking furious.
Well, Nox warned us that if he got to use it, we wouldn't want to use it afterwards.
Not after what I'm going to do.
Well, see, this
just
is my thing.
Just put it gently on my face and that will be
this
enough.
This first round where we each get it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But then after you've had your time with it, then it's going to become fucking chaos as to who gets it and when we get it.
But I mean, I'm hoping that I'll just end up with it most of the time since I had it last. I reckon that's my little trick that I'm doing.
I think it's easy enough for you and me, Ben, because he's a little treat, a peek behind the curtain for the listeners.
Oh, yes.
You and I live pretty close to each other.
We certainly do.
So it's easy for me to pop up, pop around here at 3 a.m, get a little cup of sugar, quote unquote.
Nobody knows where I am at any given time.
Take a little peek under that doona cover and see what's going on.
Oh dear.
Every day I check into 7 different places on Facebook so no one can know where I am.
Cool. So what else? You two big virgins wanted to talk about the Star Wars Battlefront 2 trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I am a big virgin. What did you say after that?
leveling got this that 1980s opinion of Star Wars.
Leveling that call at someone on a video games podcast as well.
Yeah.
The trailer for the second one has been announced.
Yeah,
were very disappointed in the first one. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I don't think very disappointed. I played it. It was decent. Like,
it was cool, but it was severely lacking.
It was clearly rushed out a bit. But they focused on rushing it out by making the quality high enough, but just a small amount of content.
Yeah,
basically. Right.
Yeah, not a lot of maps and no single player.
And just not a lot to it. Like, it was, it was quite simple. This one... looks, I mean, the trailer is very not telling of what it's going to be necessarily, but it's sort of like all of Star Wars, there's a story of some sort. They surely have to know exactly what they need to do with it.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to reserve judgment, obviously, but it could be cool.
You've been more of a multiplayer fan in terms of shooters.
I guess so, yeah.
I just really don't like it. I don't like it at all. I've only ever really got into like 2.
Yeah, right. Well, this is not for you.
Well, the first one certainly wasn't.
I don't know. You like For Honor. That's not a shooter, but multiplayer stuff you're not necessarily opposed to, I guess.
Yeah, and I really do like Star Wars a lot. And I thought that the first Battlefront was like a visually very, very good. Like it looked great. I thought that was cool. I did play some multiplayer. I played a lot of the like Walker Assault stuff, which was very, you know, big and exciting and expansive. And the design of that was pretty impressive. But I would love if this second one has a great single player, because I'd play the hell out of that. I'd really like to play that.
Yeah,
I really
that seemed like a weird omission in the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
They just clearly didn't have time for it. They wanted to line up with the movie.
Oh, the movie. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So they've had a couple years this time.
Yeah.
And that movie looks like it might be all right too. I don't know. A lot of people seem to hate that trailer.
I'm not a big fan of the Last Jedi trailer. No. It looks kind of boring and not exciting.
I think Mark Hamill's not going to be good in it.
Yeah.
That's the impression I got, but I don't know.
He's done a lot of great voice work since Star Wars, but he's not done a lot of great body work, I guess.
What about this for a hot
Make
take?
Make that body work.
I have not watched the trailer yet.
Oh.
Finger not on the pulse and instead right up my own ass.
Okay.
Force Awakens wasn't that good even, I don't know.
You know, there is a pulse up your ass. You can feel a
point.
Pulse.
That's true. That's one of the best places to check it.
No, I'm dead inside. I'm dead inside the anus.
You played out.
It's just thrashed.
Yeah, I don't know. I loved The Force Awakens. I really, really liked it a lot. I think more than anyone in the whole world.
It was a great example for me of while I was in the cinema going, wow, this is really, really great. And then being reminded about it 2 months later and going, wow, I literally have not given that a second thought since I was in the cinema.
I watched it again when it came onto Netflix and just like, it was fine. You know,
he said the catchphrase.
But it just is kind of unremarkable. And I thought like, maybe it's because the characters are new and I don't care, but I thought Adam Driver was good. I liked Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
But just there wasn't much of a story to it.
I guess I think what I liked was that it was like very more than competently made, but it was like it flowed great. I thought visually it was very cool. I liked the score. Like I just thought it was a great overall package and it was like a fun movie.
It's weird to go from like 3 years ago that, you know, there was never any Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Really anywhere.
Yeah. There now was like sudden, animated series.
Yeah, now all of a sudden we're getting Star Wars fucking rammed down our throat every 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a movie a year until we die.
Yeah. Cool. You know?
Yeah.
And then it will stop on the day we die.
Just quickly, here's something I'm going to start doing on the show from now on.
Mm. Okay.
We're getting near the end.
Yeah.
So get ready to think of what you're going to say at the end.
I already thought about that
earlier. Okay, good. Good. Great. I'm going to start I'm going to start reminding you from now on.
Don't do that.
You don't want me to do that?
Don't treat me like a child.
Well, I don't know,
let me make my mistakes.
Hey, I'd love to not have to, but look where we are.
Now, I got a question from a listener I'd like to put to you guys.
Yes.
It's nothing weird. Don't get all, you know, strange. So Brandon writes, hey guys, I've recently been playing Kingdom Hearts 2.8, more specifically Dream Drop Distance.
Yes.
And boy, do I hate it. But, so he goes on to say, Kingdom Hearts is one of my favorite franchises and this game has made me hate it. So my question is, have you ever played a game within a franchise that's made you hate that franchise kind of retrospectively?
Skyward Sword was definitely that for me.
Right.
For quite a while.
Yeah, right.
I was like, fuck man, Zelda's done.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah,
That definitely, but now I love it again.
Sunk so much time into Mario Tennis on the 64.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. I loved the weird stages. Mm. I just loved that game so much. Just fun, easy to pick up.
Yeah.
And it's very, and kind of the same with Mario Party,
right,
to be honest. Like, those two franchises now, as Nintendo, they're just the most, they're going to bring one out on every system, but there is going to be absolutely no care or innovation. They're just kind of obligatory kind of commitments at this point, which is a shame because I think Mario Party especially is well due for to be given a big kind of overhaul and a revival. Actually be a top tier title again.
It seems like a great time for it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But they just treat it like, oh, well, here we go. Here's number 12. Like start it from the start. Like get rid of the numbers at the end. Mm. Like, yeah. I don't know that that's not quite the same thing, but two that were so good when they first came out and have been driven into the ground.
Yeah.
Deus Ex Mankind Divided.
Oh,
did that to me as well. I don't really want another Deus Ex game after that. And Call of Duty Black Ops 3 made me go like, okay, this is dumb, but I'm going to keep fucking, there's something about me that still wants to check in with that. I think it's because it's such a weird big thing that I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I want to understand, you know?
Yeah. It's like the Transformers movies. Like totally. They're so popular, but they're just, mine is Assassin's Creed 3. I really, really liked Assassin's Creed as a series.
Mm-hmm.
There was Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood and Revelations. They were like my favorite games when each one came out. And then 3 was, I was offended at how bad it was. I've said it before in terms of like changing the layouts of like screens in inventory screens and stuff in a franchise, but this fucked the controls.
Yeah, right.
It just fucked the controls completely, and it took me out of that, like, you know, rose-colored glasses of loving every Assassin's Creed game.
Sure.
Yeah. I'd like to know what it is about this entry of Kingdom Hearts that this guy is so turned off by.
Yeah, he didn't say specifically why.
I'm fascinated still. We talked about this by those games. They're so fucking weird.
Yeah.
There's a big part of me that wants to just go really hard on them.
Mm.
And
me too. Maybe that'll be another one for after festival because they've just re-released.
Yeah, there's a remaster thing on PS4.
You can play all of them. Sequel fucking. Yeah.
Well, and it's like, so two of them are, well, so the way it works in each of them, it's like one is the actual game, one's like a remake of something, and then one's like just a movie.
Okay.
Right.
And so it's
But isn't this one that's just come out, it's like 1.5 and 2.5 or something?
That's what it says, but then there's like five games in it
There's six of them in it. I've done some Googling.
Yeah,
I know how to Google. I don't want to big myself up here.
Teach me how to Google.
If you get all three of those, or both of those things, so the 1.5, 2.5 thing and the 2.8 one,
right,
you've got all nine things that are available now in some form.
Okay.
Right, so they all came out on completely different, like there was one on the PS2 or, or two on the PS2, then one on the Game Boy Advance, then one on like mobile phones in Japan, then one's a web browser game, one was on the 3DS, one was on the PSP. They just fucking all over the place.
Yeah.
And they're all named like Slippy Gombo Donjo and it's just these ridiculous fucking stupid names that mean nothing. And then Goofy's walking around fucking hitting people.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest series and I'm fascinated by it, but I don't think I actually want to find out about it.
I love it. It's
the idea of fucking seeing Jafar in a game is just so dumb.
I love the thing of taking stuff that we all know that has been around for ages and repurposing it in these weird ways, like
with seemingly no self-awareness or anything. But like it looks like it's really sincere about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think that it's always appealed to me, and I've always kind of gone. I remember being younger and loving the look of it and not owning a PS2 and going, I kind of just wish this was like a cartoon, a show that I could watch and follow or like a comic that I could read, which I know there are versions of those out there, but I also felt like that's just adaptations of the games.
Yeah.
And I won't get as much out of it if I'm not playing it. But
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's like any series I've ever been into that I've stopped with.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Final Fantasy 13 was kind of that, but then there weren't really any.
And they're so after that. They're so different one to one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think mine is Assassin's Creed. I was really disappointed by it and haven't really cared about it since then.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're about due to sort of, you know, come back with it.
They took some time off.
Yeah. Then now they're doing the Egypt one is what leaked.
It's
ancient Egypt.
Okay.
Pyramids.
Yeah.
Sphinx.
Yeah.
Cairo.
Huh? Yep.
Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
The Nile.
Nice.
Frasier.
Well, is that about all the time we've got for this?
I think it is.
Week of Filthy Casuals. So to everyone who's coming down on Saturday, we will see you there. Tickets on the door or at tinyurl.com/filthycasuals.
It's going to be very fun.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. You just said that in a tone that was not fun in any way.
It's going to be very
nice to meet you. My name's Adam. This is what I'm like.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Really I like fun. To just morosely acknowledge fun.
A bit conspiratorial. It's going to be really fun.
Our Bandcamp bonus episodes on the Zelda series and the Grand Theft Auto series at, you're going to need to do this.
filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com.
Yep, we're on Twitter at filthycaspod.
Yeah.
You can look us up on Facebook, send us an email, filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Come down and see our comedy festival shows. Thank you very much for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
see you on Saturday, everybody. Yeah.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.